This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Memorial Day is for those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. And it goes way back to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. There's like 25 different... anyway, you can go through all the history of it. But just think about it this weekend. And I will tell you, there's some programming saluting American heroes. There's a Memorial Day concert on PBS. There's a miniseries starting on Monday, executive produced by Leonardo DiCaprio on the History Channel about Ulysses S. Grant, one of the most famous Illinoisans ever. There's the Pacific War in Color. That's 3 p.m. on Saturday on the Smithsonian Channel. Sundance Channel is going to do Saving Private Ryan, the Green Berets, MacArthur, Heartbreak Ridge, Midway. That National Memorial Day concert is 8 p.m. on Sunday on PBS. And Joe Mantegna and Gary Sinise are hosting that. And then Grant, as I told you, this is a 3-night, 6-hour miniseries. If you've got it in you for Michael Jordan and or Sammy Sosa or Bruce Lee, Ulysses S. Grant probably would be a...
Yeah, I'll take that.
It blends dramatized scenes, expert commentary, and archival imagery to tell the story of a humble man who overcame obstacles, incredible obstacles, to rise to the highest ranks of power. And his story is fascinating. He ended up being one of America's most brilliant military leaders, but nothing in his life would have led you to believe that. And if you want to go back to the Battle of Shiloh and some of the incredible things that happened during his career, including the guy who defeated Robert Lee's Army of Northern Virginia and thus effectively ended the Civil War, starting Monday, 3-part, 2-hour per part, 6-hour series on Ulysses S. Grant.
I've picked up some stuff about Grant. I have a membership over to the Lincoln Museum, and they've had some programming and special events around Grant. He's definitely interesting.
Yeah, he really is. And so I like those well done. I mean, do you remember, like, I mean, I know Ken Burns is sort of pointed out as like kind of like the father of documentaries, although we were around a long time before Ken Burns, but he did sort of perfect it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He patented, well, not patented, but he created techniques to, you know, pan the camera, use imagery. Very well done. And I've watched a lot of his documentaries. I love them.
The Civil War was the one that sort of launched it all, right?
Oh, yeah.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.